This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
This podcast is sponsored by Premier Surgical Associates. We welcome general and vascular surgeon Dr. Randy Reiser to Premier Surgical. Dr. Reiser is seeing patients at Premier's offices at Turkey Creek Medical Center, Paper Mill Drive, and in Maryville.
(865) 255-03 is our telephone number to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline, and you are listening to the Swain Event on a beautiful Wednesday morning in East Tennessee. We like to call East Tennessee God's country because it just is. Don't ask any questions. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to find the passage in the Bible. It's in there, all right? It says it. In Revelations, right before they end the entire Bible. It's right in there. Chapter 3, verse 7 and a half. Something like that. East Tennessee is God country, all right? Don't dispute it. Swain Event fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Again, our telephone number is 865-255-03. And the hotline, it's already packed. We have an hour one champion this morning. Since we are playing Alabama, and they do have an intern that loves championships other than the real championships. Perfect week to have Swain Event Chip Dip, hour one champion, calling us on the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Ben, are you using the emojis to try to tell us who it is?
Yes, I am. I'm trying to see. Can you figure it out, though? That's the real question.
What is this, a game show? What are you, yes, like a young, yes, Bob Barker or something?
Yes, so, I quite am.
What are you?
I prefer
Drew Carey?
Steve Harvey, but.
You ain't Steve Harvey. Well, you,
don't even go there.
You thought you were Steph Curry not too long ago, but we ain't gonna go there.
Hold on.
I got a
better one for you that might help.
Come on, man. What is this? Okay, black headphones.
Mm-hmm. And I sent you two CD discs.
Ben, are you creating your own game show?
Yes, I have something a DJ might use.
This is our guy in Nashville.
Kenny.
This is Kenny. All right, gotcha. Kenny, good morning.
What's up,
Kenny?
Kenny, do you spin CDs like? Because that's what Ben thinks that you do when you DJ. You put a CD in the slot, right, and then you play that, and that's what you do.
No, man, that's not what I, that's cheap.
Kenny, do you say yeah, boy, like Flavor Flav?
Every now and then I might throw it in there.
The yeah, you got to throw in yeah, boy.
Hey, do me a favor. Hey, look up Newmark NS7. Three.
Charlie.
It's N-U-M-A-R-K.
N-S-7.
Okay. It's N-U-M-A-R-K. Newmark. N-S-7-3.
NS-7-3.
This is your hotline.
Oh, that's your setup that you use? Yeah, that's fancy. Yeah, like two turntables.
Oh, you fancy, huh?
Three LCD screens, looks like.
Yep, that's me right now.
Dang, that's a setup, man.
So how was the Vanderbilt party, man? I got a video, but you got to share the details.
It's different now.
It's different.
I mean, yeah, they kicked it. They kicked it on a level, man. I can't really figure out, you know. I can't even describe it, man. I think I sent you one of the Brentwood kids. It looks like it's a high school kid kicking better than the Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I didn't know which was the high school kids or which was the Vanderbilt kids. I really got confused, to be honest.
The high school kids are the ones who were singing God's Plan when they was in there just jumping up and down.
Oh, my gosh. It. I thought that was the Vanderbilt kids.
No.
So the high school kids were singing Drake, and then the Vanderbilt kids, what were they singing, Miley Cyrus or something?
Man, it's some little crazy song, man.
Man.
Honestly, a lot of stuff I download for these kids, man, I don't play on a regular basis. You know, I just... It's just something, you know, you got to make that money. So I said, okay.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
I think it was Miley Cyrus. Vols by 50.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's on your mind, Kenny? Sorry to distract
you. No. And it's actually, man, hey, I just called to say what's up, man, because, you know, I'm in La La Land now with the wind, man. You know what I mean? I can't do the Vol song and all them cats, man. They got it going on with all the rhetoric. You know, I'm just calling to say how happy I am. And also, one thing I do like, man, and this is what's so cool about this team now, man. Not only are sports announcers talking about the win, they're talking about player development. Not just you. I'm talking about the cats down here. What's the freshman corner that we got now?
Say that again.
What's the freshman cornerback we got now that's pretty good?
Alante Taylor is doing really well.
Right. Now, they said he was on Pro Football Focus or something this week, man.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, dude, that's what I'm talking about. A true freshman at the University of Tennessee. I get emotional when I hear that, dude.
You know what's crazy about that, Kenny? It's not even fact that he was just recognized for his good play. That's great as a true freshman, but he had never really played corner like that before. He was a high school receiver and quarterback.
And that's what I'm doing. So that's telling y'all. So listen, man, all I got to say to the fans, man, no negativity for the rest of the year, dude, because we see what's going on now. So, I mean, and then one thing, you know, my boy Garantano, I'll say to everybody, man, this is my opinion now. This is my opinion. Man, he the best I've seen since Stacy Foster, dude. I mean, man, that guy, man, he was threading the needle, dude. I think he's going to do big things, man, if he keeps developing, dude. I'm looking for him to be playing on Sunday. That's just my opinion.
I think he will play on Sunday. Do you mean the performance was a performance like Clacy Clawson, the best performance, or that game you believe he's the best quarterback since Casey Clawson?
I honestly believe he's the best quarterback since Casey Clawson. And the only reason why I'm not putting Dawes up there because Dawes wasn't developed like he should have been in college.
Okay.
That's the only reason why.
Okay. I think when it's all said and done, Jared has a chance to be a better passer from the pocket, maybe already a better passer from the pocket, but has a chance to really be good. What Dobbs did was just special. It's really hard to describe. No one else has really did it at his level at Tennessee, but I think Jared would two more years, and this offense coming back next year, most of it should be back, if not all of it. It's going to be really scary. Kenny, thanks, man. Thanks for the phone call.
All right, bro. Take it easy, y'all.
See ya. Let's go to – thank you, Ben, for not trying to go Bob Barker on us or Pat Sajak or Alex Trebek on us and just told us who's on the line. It is Mark. Hey, Mark. Good morning.
Swaino, my brother.
What's up, Mark?
Hey, Ben, that better not be giving me no poop emojis and trying to figure out who I am.
Poop emoji. Oh, yeah, that's Mark right there.
Oh, that must be Mark from Georgia. That's right.
Good morning, Mark.
What's happening, man?
What's happening, man?
It is Alabama week. This is my game, bro. This is the one I look forward to every single year. I don't want to go past last weekend. Congratulations. That's the first time I've seen my Vols play football in a long time. And they looked really good playing.
Yep.
They got after it. They looked like they're buying in. There was a lot of push. There was a lot of effort. That's, like I said, it's the first time I've seen my Vols play in a long time. And it was nice to watch.
It was.
But let's get back to this Alabama game, bro.
Let's do it.
I can't wait. If I didn't think they could win, I would not go. And I did say I would not go, bro. I will be there at 10 o'clock in the morning when SEC Nation turns on the TV. Holding my sign saying, I don't give a damn about the whole state of Alabama.
That's right.
Because we're from Tennessee.
It's both of y'all from Alabama, so.
It don't matter, man.
Shut up, Travis.
It don't matter.
Nobody wants your facts, Charlie. I still don't give a damn about the whole state of Alabama.
Because I'm from Tennessee.
Hey.
But hey, as long as you're not bored with the message there.
It don't matter,
that's
man.
All that really matters.
Don't matter where we're from.
Like Swain
it's
said,
where we at.
Everything's yep. south of Huntsville. We don't care about it.
Yeah, I guess yeah. At this point, Swain, you lived in Tennessee long enough. I think, Ben, you probably still got a little ways to go before saying that you're quote-unquote from Tennessee.
Listen.
But
I know Juwan Jennings got y'all in y'all feelings talking about being from Tennessee and wanting to play for the state of Tennessee, and that sounds great. And Trey Smith is from Tennessee, but let's not get funny here, because if Tennessee historically had just their players from the state of Tennessee, we wouldn't be talking about a program that was top 10 or 15 in wins. So simmer down.
Yeah, Charlie, where's your fact now?
Yeah, simmer down.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Sueno, it doesn't matter where you're from.
It's where you're at.
It matters where you're at.
That's
you
right, baby.
Where your you can't help where your parents live.
You can't help that. You can't help it.
That's all I got, boys. Go balls, baby.
Thank you. When you get mature, you're old enough to serve our great country, and you're also old enough to make a decision about where you want to play your college football. And I made a decision, feels like a couple decades ago, to come to the University of Tennessee. And I had a Bama fan who I went to middle school with. Actually, he was one of the first guys. I think he was actually the first guy. When I transferred to one side of the town from the other, he was the first guy who came up to me and was like, hey, man. I was a new kid, and he was my first friend. And on Facebook, he sent me some fake news, by the way, about Tennessee couldn't post it on Facebook about beating Alabama or Twitter. And that is just wrong, because Facebook was out in 04. And I remember, because I was on there. I was on there.
You were on Facebook in 2004?
Yeah.
You had to have a .edu.
Yeah, you had to have a school email address. And I was on there, poking, doing my thing. That was before the whole wave on Facebook.
You were poking the softball player?
They just had poke. I don't really know what the feature is all about. I don't know the point of it, but I know I was using it. I was poking folks, all right, on Facebook in 04. And that was when Facebook was alive, and we beat Alabama in 04, in 06. And I think Twitter was born in 06.
06 was when Twitter came around. But, yeah, Facebook was chugging. If you got on in 04, you were there at the beginning.
Yeah. My first post was, hey, we just beat Alabama. That was my first post.
Charlie.
I remember it.
Where were you born, Charlie?
Where was I born?
Mm-hmm.
Nashville, Tennessee.
I was born in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Ooh!
At Fort Sanders Hospital.
Ben's more of a BFL than you, Charlie.
Maybe yeah, Charlie.
That's what I heard.
I think we crossed this before.
We have.
I think we have.
It was a funny conversation.
That's what I heard. I heard that Ben's a bigger BFL. I think, Ben, you should wear the lapel pin.
He definitely is. Yeah, give Ben the VFL lapel pin. And
yeah,
I'll...
you should wear the VFL lapel pin.
I'll sit over here
next segment, because you're more of a VFL than Charlie. Yep.
My argument would not hold up long, because all Charlie has to do is ask how long I've lived in Knoxville compared to him, and then it'll go back to
It don't matter. Charlie. You started your life in Knoxville.
I've only lived here 26 years.
This is my third year.
Hey, close.
I have a Trump card.
It's probably fake news if it is.
No, it's not.
The fact that you played football at Tennessee will forever trump even me living here for 26
I have a Trump
years.
Card. In 2004, I received a game ball against Alabama.
Yeah, there you go.
And we beat.
Where is that game ball, Jason?
We beat that blankety blank. I don't know where the game ball is.
How do you not know where that is? I honestly think I remember you showing me.
I have a picture.
Well, maybe that's what it was.
I have a picture. That's all I have. I do not know where the game ball is. I've moved probably 4 or 5 times since 2004. I don't know where the game ball is. Maybe someone stole it. Maybe I took it home. Maybe someone stole it. I have no clue. I have no idea where the game ball is. Which means, hopefully, Max and Frage, you know, maybe one day y'all clip me up with an old school game ball, a replica. Maybe. Take an old football, let's paint it. And it won't be the real thing, but no one else will know. I'll just lie.
You played back when the football was almost like a rugby, didn't you?
Oh, my gosh. 865-255-03, B-Drive, waterproofing hotline. Take our first break of the day, Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. You don't have to take an L just because you can't listen to the Swain event live. You can catch up on the podcast posted daily on the app, online, and on iTunes.
Backed by popular demand, shop tax-free at Better Mattress during the month of October. Save hundreds of dollars store-wide. Better Mattress will pay your sales tax on any purchase. My Better Mattress has me sleeping better than ever, and it's handcrafted in East Tennessee, so I know it is made to last by good people who care about the quality of their work. Better Mattress makes it so easy to choose a mattress, you can get started right now. Visit bedrmattress.com and click on Mattress Prescription. Answer a few questions and they'll send you some options to start with. Plus, at Better Mattress, shoppers sleep worry-free. If you don't like it after 100 nights, they'll swap it out for you, and your Better Mattress will come with a 20-year warranty. Shop Better Mattress tax-free this month only. Good night, just got better. Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, Mike Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
Do you want a custom-themed tumbler or bottle to show off your team spirit every day of the week? Well, look no further than Game Time Sidekicks. Every design has you, the fan, in mind. Their tumblers and bottles are double-walled, vacuum-insulated stainless steel, and their quality is second to none in the market. From stainless steel sippy cups to tumblers and sports bottles, Game Time Sidekicks offers something for the fan of all ages to rep their team with. They have many different logo options, so fans will have something they are proud to carry around all the time. Use promo code SWAIN at checkout to get 20% off of your entire purchase at GameTimeSidekicks.com. They also offer $5 flat rate shipping. Be sure to check out the Game Time Workshop on the website and customize your tumbler to make it one of a kind with things like your nickname, number, or initials. Game Time Sidekicks. Show your colors and carry your team.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
So according to Pro Football Focus underscore college, I'm not blocked by those guys, no cornerbacks have limited receivers in coverage from the Power 5 quite like these guys, led by Michigan cornerback David Long. It's a list of the top six corners in the country, fewest yards allowed per covered snap. And Power 5 football. Number one is a corner from Michigan. Number two is a corner from Iowa. There's one from Mississippi State at three. TCU at four. And Kentucky at five, which all of Kentucky secondary, nothing but seniors. And then number six. Number six is Alante Taylor at .41. Fewest yards allowed per covered snap. I don't know about these other dudes. I don't know what their class is. Maybe you guys can take a look at that and see what Gray, David Long, and Julius Brents and all these dudes. But Alante Taylor's a true freshman.
David Long from West Virginia?
Michigan.
Michigan.
And I'll send you guys the link here so y'all can do y'all due diligence too. But in fact, you should have it, Ben, because it is on RTI. Anyways, but Alante Taylor is a true freshman who did not play DB that much coming out of high school. He saw opportunity not only to play early, but to be a first-round pick in 3 years. You look at Jerome Pruitt and his history coaching corners. You look at Taylor Fair. He was a first-round corner. I think he's one of the greatest teachers in the conference at the cornerback position. Alante Taylor saw a chance to do something great, and he's in position. Now, this is a really weird week to put the stat out because we're going up against probably the best group of wide receivers that we faced all year. From a talent standpoint,
he is not the only freshman.
He's not. Who's the other freshman?
The kid from Iowa, Julius Brents. And then David Long from Michigan is a junior.
Gotcha. So Julius Brents, you know, if he was playing in SEC, he probably wouldn't be up there that high, right? Can we do that?
He don't play anybody, can we do Jason.
That? You think Danny Cannell be okay with that one?
No.
Anyway, so.
Doesn't fit his agenda.
And I like Danny Cannell, by the way.
I don't.
I do.
You don't like somebody, Charlie?
Yeah.
Cannell, it's all. I just wish Cannell would be genuine because I truly believe all the garbage that he gives the SEC is like a show. It's like he had a few cross opinions about the SEC, and it got him a lot of exposure. And then he was like, well, if I say negative stuff about the SEC constantly, I'll get a lot of exposure. And so he just does that as a show, and it kind of annoys me.
Yeah. That don't mean it takes a lot for me to dislike a person. So I don't agree with him. I don't like his style. But he hasn't given me a reason to dislike him as a person. So
if I met him in person, I wouldn't have any beef with him. It's truly just who he is, in a media sense.
Gotcha. But maybe if this Julius Brents guy, who's a freshman, if he was in SEC, he would not be number two. But that's just me showing my bias.
I'm honestly, I'm willing to bet everything I own that he has not gone up against West Virginia's receivers, Florida's receivers, Georgia's receivers. Auburn don't have anybody. But that's three teams right there with NFL receivers and Van Jefferson and everybody West Virginia has. So I think you're right.
Yeah. Well, that was an unbiased statement then. How about that? But Alante Taylor, man, played receiver and quarterback in high school. If you are recruiting cornerbacks for Tennessee, this is a stat here that should help you recruit some of the best corners in the country. We can take a dude who's never played the position and turn him into one of the best corners in the country, not just in the league, but in the country, as a true freshman. Come on to Tennessee. Come get coached. Kenny said it earlier about the development. That's what we're seeing from the staff. They are developing players. So much that Kenny went out on a limb to say JG was the best quarterback since Casey Clawson. I don't necessarily agree with that right now because of what Josh Dobbs did here. But it's good to see Kenny excited about the development. I'm cool with that. Speaking of developments, so Bama football players are giving Butch Jones, the former coach at Tennessee, a hard time, who is currently an intern at Alabama. The players there at Alabama, they're giving Butch Jones a hard time because he never beat them. He never was able to smoke a cigar. I don't think he ever brought his cigars to the Alabama game because I don't think he ever believed that he would win. But the Alabama fans, Alabama players were kind of giving him some crap that he's never smoked a cigar during Bama week. And they want him to be able to smoke a cigar.
I think this is weird because this implies that the players actually like Butch.
It implies that Butch is actually going to make a difference in this game. He's not.
That's also true. Do you, if you're on the staff, Is there like a cigar hierarchy in terms of like you actually contributed, so you get to smoke a cigar?
I mean, I was watching Ben's twin brother yesterday,
Steph Curry,
the Warriors, the Warriors and Thunder. They open up the NBA season and they did the ring ceremony, and so of course all the players got their rings, the coaches, the owners got their rings, but they brought out an equipment manager that's been with the organization since he was 6 years old, 30-something years, and he handles everything for the team. They brought him out, and they presented him with his ring, too. They going to do that with Butch? They gonna let him smoke a cigar when he's not going to do anything during the game? He's not going to contribute any way possible?
Didn't recruit any of these guys? Didn't do anything really.
They'll let him smoke.
I mean, is he technically a contributor for in some sense keeping Nick Saban alive by going and like getting his coffee, retrieving his little Debbie cakes?
Butch Jones is actually you know
grabbing his lunch.
There's a video yesterday on Twitter of him being heckled by fans, yeah, and he was jotting down notes. What he was actually doing is going around and asking each player what type of cigar they preferred. And his task this week is to go out and obtain those cigars. But I wouldn't have – everybody associated with Alabama, if they win, they smoke. Associated with Tennessee in any form or fashion, they smoke. What are you laughing at?
I like to imagine he takes the orders for the cigars, and Saban is like, I want a Cuban. No, not like a, you know, American Cuban. You need to go to Cuba and get me a Cuban. And on purpose, he sends Butch to Cuba so that he doesn't have to deal with him anymore. He's like, no, here's your plane ticket. Go to Cuba and go away. Get away from me. And he makes Butch go to Cuba for the week.
When I was thinking about Cuban cigars, I was thinking about the team smoking Cuban cigars. And, you know, those are illegal, correct?
They are. Well, they were. I don't know if that's been lifted. Americans can finally go to Cuba now.
At some point, they were illegal. Let's just say that they're illegal.
They were.
And Greg Sankey calls Nick Saban and was like, hey, you know, you got illegal cigars. I think it's time for another meeting. We sit down and kind of negotiate this punishment. And Nick is like, you know what?
We'll sacrifice Butch Jones.
We'll handle this internally, okay? Which means we're not going to do anything to our players. Just like the player that was pulling a UFC move last week against who Alabama played last week? Missouri.
Yeah. Raekwon Davis.
I mean, beating down a Missouri player. But nothing's going to happen to him at all. That's what I imagine that's going to happen this week. You know, Alabama's going to have Cuban cigars, probably some marijuana rolled up in there, and they'll be smoking it. And Greg Sankey won't do anything. He won't say anything because it's Alabama, and they make their own rules. But going back to Butch Jones.
But they send Butch to Guantanamo Bay as punishment.
Probably.
He's gone forever.
Like, this dude is really going to feel like that he did something. If Alabama wins, which if I had to put money on it, they will, this dude is really going to sit in the locker room and feel accomplished, like he really did something. And no, you did not do anything. All you did was just jump on the bandwagon and take notes or get coffee orders or whatever. You didn't help Alabama beat Tennessee. And that's going to be funny this weekend because I know he's going to get a big kick out of it. But he didn't do anything.
If I were him, I'd just stay home this weekend.
Oh, no, he ain't staying at home now. He's going to strut around. He's probably going to go to the Alabama bookstore. He's going to get the latest Bama gear. He's going to be in the hotel room at the Hilton at the airport. I think that's right.
I hope he's not staying at
the... That's where the visiting team usually stays, at the hotel by the airport. The night before the game, he's going to lay out his Alabama gear, tags, fresh on there. The gear that he bought from the bookstore, he's gonna lay it out. You know how you did the first day of school, growing up. Mm-hmm. That night before, you laid it out. You ironed your shirt, your pants, you starched them, you picked out your socks. You even ironed your underwear. You are ready to go for the first day of class, first day of school. Got it all laid out on your bed. Woo, you ready to go? That's gonna be Butch on Friday night. Laid out all his Bama gear that he bought from the bookstore.
I hope he leaves a tag on.
His shoes.
He's walking around with his tag flapping in the wind.
His shoes.
Baby shoes.
He's going to have the risers in the shoes. Make sure that he's 6 foot.
You know he's going to the barber this week to talk shop with Saban.
That's right.
Get that flat top trimmed up.
You're going to take out those size 7.5 shoes from the Nike shoe box. You're ready to go, man. It's going to be ready to go. It's going to be fun.
I just got an image of talking about Butch with his baby shoes, which, first of all, there's a picture of him in the Alabama bookstore. Someone photoshopped it, and they made his shoes a little tiny, and it makes me laugh every single time. You say that he goes to the barber, and I just imagine him. You know when you were like a little kid and you could go to the barber, and at those places they would have like a rocket ship or something that you could sit in and they would cut you, you know, because you're a little kid. I just imagine Butch going and he sits in the little rocket ship. And you're like, can I get a buzz cut?
No. His parents decide his parents. What haircut.
Saban goes in with it and says, Butch needs a buzz cut.
Butch will have a flat top. Not even.
Put him in the race car. He wants to sit in the race car.
Lyle will have a flat top this time.
Oh, man. This is going to be fun.
And then he's going to get a lollipop afterwards.
This is going to be fun.
Good times.
This is going to be fun. We just need Tennessee to just
find a way to win.
Compete and don't get blown out. Don't get embarrassed.
Make Tua play in the fourth quarter.
Yes, absolutely. 865-255-03. We'll go around the SEC coming up next. Swain Event.
For a replay of each day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Simplico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Beatty Chevrolet is celebrating 85 years of low prices. And during Truck Month, choose from over 400 trucks and SUVs, all deeply discounted. Like a new Silverado, now 25% off. A new Equinox, now 20% off. And a certified pre-owned 15 Equinox or Terrain, now $16,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Big selection and even bigger savings. That's why it's better at Beatty Chevrolet.
Number 232 savings off NSRV, including all dealer savings and manufacturer incentives with approved credit. List finance for GMF offer expires 8/31.
Big Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man. Select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to the Swain Event.
Around the SEC, powered by 42nd Street Marketing, your game-winning play call for design, marketing, and branding.
We'll be right back.
Around the SEC is brought to you by 42nd Street Design. That is 42SD.com. Call Mike at 865-382-7007. Call or fill out the website form so you can learn more about, in my opinion, best in the business. In the age of templates, 42nd Street takes pride in creating truly custom designs with client experience in mind. They don't mean to brag or anything, but their designs are 100% custom, one of a kind. Feel confident that your brand was designed with the attention it deserves. The new SwainEvent.com is outrageous, in my opinion. I love it. I love it. Love it. It's really, really easy to navigate. It looks amazing, and it's all about the Swain event there. So 42nd Street Design, 42SD.com is the website. Ben, where are we going today in the SEC?
Columbia, South Carolina, where South Carolina is on a bye week as they prepare for its game with the mighty Tennessee Volunteers next Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. But they suffered a loss this week because redshirt sophomore defensive back Corey Banks is no longer with the team and is seeking a transfer. Banks spent time as both a receiver and defensive back during his stay with the Gamecocks. He was a three-star prospect coming out of Georgia. He played receiver as a freshman, and then this summer he switched to the secondary and was planning on taking a redshirt. But he said, forget y'all, I'm not taking a redshirt, I'm leaving. And then the other big news in the SEC, which I'm excited about, Andy Kennedy is joining the SEC Network this season as a basketball analyst. He will serve the network as a college basketball analyst for the 2018-19 season, the SEC announced Tuesday. In March, the former Ole Miss head coach was featured as part of the SEC Network studio coverage of the league's men's basketball tournament. Obviously, he coached at Ole Miss from 2006 to 2018, finishing his tenure as the winningest coach in program history. I'm excited about that because I really enjoyed listening to Andy Kennedy last year when he was giving his analyst during the tournament.
He did a good job.
He's pretty repulsive as a coach. I've never really liked him too much. I've heard off the court stories.
Do you like anybody, Charles?
Well, hold on. I've heard off the court stories that suggest that he's not a very good person. there's that. But I will say, I actually agree. When he has done some analyst work, I actually did. I did like what he had to say. So hey, that's good for him.
Charlie, I want you to sit down today after the show.
Mm-hmm.
And all day long, I want you to think about people you like on this planet and make a list. I bet you can't get to 50.
I like a lot of people as people, but in their actual jobs that they do,
fire everybody.
There aren't a ton, at least in sports media, there aren't a ton of people. And I'm like, man, I love what that guy does. I definitely have a high standard for who I listen to, who I want to listen to all the time.
I mean, he didn't do a bad job at Ole Miss. He was there for 13 years and
winning his coach in Ole Miss history.
Yeah, so yeah. It just, you know, they just need to go in a different direction and I think he has a chance to be like a Jeff Van Gundy. Jeff Van Gundy never got back into coaching because he was just so good at being an analyst, you know, Mark Jackson. And I think Andy Kennedy has that opportunity because he has a personality. He was great when he was an analyst last year. And so this is a good thing. This is a good thing for SEC Network, for basketball fans, because Andy Kennedy did a really good job. And he has a chance to be the college basketball version of Jeff Van Gundy.
And he does. And go ahead, Charlie.
Well, I'm going to change the subject a little bit.
Well, before you change the subject.
Yeah, go ahead and finish what you're going to say.
I was just going to say, I didn't know this until yesterday. Stan Van Gundy, Jeff's brother, is now doing NBA games, and I pray and I hope. I like Mark Jackson, but I hope they put Jeff and Stan together because I think it would be just phenomenal television with them going back and forth and arguing, because Jeff is very opinionated and will kind of go at Mark Jackson, and Mark Jackson, sometimes he'll go back at him, but a lot of the times Mark Jackson just kind of lays low and just lets Jeff rant about things. Jeff and Stan would go back at it all day long.
Yeah. I want to see Stan Van Gundy on TNT so that way him and Shaq have to work together, because Shaq has thrown some haymakers at Stan Van Gundy over the years. All right, Charlie.
I was just going to say about Andy Kennedy's replacement, Kermit Davis. I thought that, I mean, that was really the higher of the offseason SEC basketball. Kermit Davis, of course, from MTSU. He made MTSU really a powerhouse out of.
Who else is new? Tom Crean at Georgia.
Yeah.
Everybody else pretty much stayed the same.
Crean is good, but I really think Kermit Davis, obviously, it's hard to win at Ole Miss because it's Ole Miss, but. I think he's one of the best coaches in college basketball. He's a great hire. I never thought I'd see Kermit Davis leave MTSU, frankly, because he's a little bit older. But that it scares me a little bit having him there because he's an awesome basketball
coach. Tom Crean's a good coach. It's hard to coach at Indiana. It's kind of like being a coach at Texas. You know, Charlie Strong's a good coach. Mm-hmm. It didn't work out. Indiana's just a tough place to coach. And it didn't work out for Tom Crean, but that's a good pickup for Georgia. And the league definitely is better with the addition of Kermit Davis and Tom Crean. So it's going to be fun this year in the SEC. I don't know how we got the basketball, but anyways, 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Good stuff there from Ben around the SEC. Well, that's how we got the basketball because you brought that up. Bo in the text box says, what should Coach Pruitt's message to the team be this week? Gotta believe. Go Vols. I think the message is the exact same message that it was last week. You saw Tennessee football put out that that video where Pruitt's talking right before the game, and he's talking about having the most energy on the football field, doing your job, executing, playing hard. That's I think, the same game plan. In the locker room, I was asked what the game plan should be. I said, scribble out Auburn's name from last week, put Alabama, and roll that bad boy out. Do everything that you tried to do against Auburn. Do the same thing. And if Alabama stops it, adjust, do something else. But I think that's the game plan. Throw them back shoulder, passes, corner blitzes when you can. Make sure Tua has not made adjustments and won't hit you for a deep pass. But I think the game plan should be the same. I love the double wing formation to help with the running game. I love getting Juwan Jennings involved. I think you should get him involved early, get him juiced up, get the wide receiver room juiced up a little bit. And I think you do that with getting number 15 the ball early because he is the emotional leader. But that's what you have to do. I think Tennessee is going to come out, and they're going to swing. And that's really all we can ask for when you look at Alabama's football team. And Nick Saban's been there since 2008, recruiting at a high level, developing at a high level. And Pruitt's here in year number one. I mean, expectations are not all that high, to be honest, for Tennessee to win. But I will take an upset. I think if that would happen, it would be the biggest upset in Tennessee football history. And I would put it even over the Sugar Bowl when Tennessee beat the Miami Hurricanes, the Sugar Vols. I would put it over that.
No doubt about it. I think as far as the message to the team in the locker room and kind of leading up to the game this week, throughout practice, is the same thing that Coach Fulmer is kind of known for saying in that 2001 Florida game of him giving – there's the video of him giving the pregame speech. I want to say that's 2001, 2002. He said it there, and then he also went on Feinbaum Monday, and Feinbaum was asking him about the game this weekend, and Coach Fulmer said they put their pants on the same way we put our pants on. They play 11 guys just like we play 11 guys. You just kind of have to.
Well, that's not true.
They just go out and play way better football in those pants.
True. That's not true. They don't put their pants the same way we put ours on. They have intern Lyle to help them.
Yeah, Butch holds out the pants and they hop into them.
See, Butch actually helps put the cup in on some of the players.
Yeah. We don't have that. We don't have someone helping us put our pants on like Bama players. So that is not true, Coach Fulmer. Stop spreading fake news. All right, we got Attaboy coming up next here at the Swain event. 865-255-03. So I got a tweet of literally some Alabama baby shoes, some infant shoes. And someone said that these y'all seen intern Butch Jones' new kicks? And they are basically Bama
literal
baby shoes.
Yeah, literal baby shoes.
Comes with a pacifier and all.
Oh, man. Dude. What a week. 865-255-03. Attaboy coming up next.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can
talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
Today looks to be mostly cloudy with a high of 66, clear tonight with a low of 41. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 63 and a low around 42. A 20% chance of rain moves in on Friday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-60s. Weather on the Swain Event is brought to you by BeDry. If your basement is wet or cracked, BeDry can help. BeDry.com.
Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain Event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give BeDry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, BeDry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. BeDry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call BeDry. Reach out to BeDry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call BeDry.
It's almost football time in Tennessee, which means it's time to get geared up at Alumni Hall. Find the best selection of Nike, Nike Golf, Tommy Bahama, and all those retro logos you love. Don't forget about your game day crew. Plenty of selection for the ladies, the little balls, and to upgrade their tailgate. Shop now at one of their six convenient locations in Tennessee or 24/7 at alumnihall.com.
1 in 8 American women will be diagnosed with breast cancer during their lifetime. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Premier Surgical Associates of Knoxville urges you to encourage the women in your life to get screened for breast cancer now. Early detection is key, and Premier Surgical is at the forefront of the latest diagnosis and treatment of breast cancer. Visit PremierSurgical.com for more information about the surgical treatment of breast cancer. Premier Surgical, expertise you can trust.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
I like your style. You remind me of a young me.
Failure is not an option.
That boy is good.
Holmes, remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Attaboy.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. End of hour one. We love to highlight positivity out here in the world, and we do that with our segment Attaboy. Does not exclude the females. So if we have a female doing great work, we always say Attagirl. But
get a nice little fist bump.
Yes, the segment is called Attaboy because you remember growing up and playing little league football, and you make a play, and your coach would come over there and slap you on the butt and say Attaboy. That's what this segment is all about. And I noticed that Juwan Jennings, on his midfield hub with Coach Former, Former slapped Juwan on the backside there.
Got it. Gave him a little attaboy.
Uh-huh. I saw that. Yep, yep. Coach Former misses coaches, man. He misses coaches.
I think that's just a sign he's been listening to the show. I'm gonna give, you know, I'm gonna give Juwan an attaboy here. Smack him right on the backside.
Said brought to you by Swain Event
and Premier Surgical.
As he walked away, and Premier Surgical. And the attaboy segment is brought to you by Premier Surgical. 1 in 8 American women will be diagnosed with breast cancer during their lifetime. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Premier Surgical Associates of Knoxville urges you to encourage all of the women in your life to get screened for breast cancer right now, because early detection is key. Visit PremierSurgical.com for more information. That's Premier Surgical, expertise you can trust. And I have an attaboy for a player on Tennessee's tennis team, Timo Stoddard.
Huh?
The Tennessee. Hey, I've told you I'm trying to give recognition to all these ancillary
sports.
But
we won last week.
Well, what do you want me to do? Just continuously give attaboys to guys on the football team?
Yeah.
I mean, attaboy to Alante Taylor.
I believe there's an award that you could give an attaboy to Jarrett Garantano for winning after the show yesterday.
He was named the Maxwell Award National Player of the Week. That's great.
Do your thing, Charlie. We're just messing with you.
I already gave an attaboy to Jarrett Garantano, though. Not trying to repeat myself.
One Tennessee.
See, just
get
trying to.
Present attaboy every night.
Hey, 5-1, baby.
One Tennessee.
But, you know, just trying to get these ancillary sports recognized that aren't football or basketball. Timo Stoddard plays tennis at the University of Tennessee. And on Monday, he won the 2018 ITA Ohio Valley Regional. He is from Berlin, Germany, and he topped MTSU's Gonzalo Morel 6-1, 6-3 in the final of the tournament. He went 7-0 in the tournament, and it was an event that consisted of 128 different players. He just went out there and won the dang thing. He's only the second Vol to ever win that tournament that they participate in annually. The last time it was won was by Hunter Reese in 2013, so it's been 5 years since the Vols have been back on top of the Ohio Valley Regional. So shout out to Timo Stoddard, doing great things for the tennis team at UT.
My attaboy goes to Christian Abercrombie, because he is going to be transferred to a rehab center and discharged from Vanderbilt University Medical Center. Actually, this took place today's Wednesday. He will be transferred and discharged today, and then he will be transferred to Atlanta for rehab. The sophomore linebacker from Atlanta suffered a head injury in a game against Vanderbilt on September the 29th, and he underwent emergency surgery shortly after arriving at the hospital. The Shepherd Center in Atlanta specializes in brain injury rehab, and the mother, Stacy, says, "We thank everyone for their love, support, and prayers. Keep praying." So, attaboy to Christian Abercrombie for his toughness, his belief, staying strong, and everyone supporting him. I know Derek Mason went over there to visit him, so really good gesture by Derek Mason. Football is a dangerous sport. It really is. And if you believe in the power of prayer and you believe in a higher power, I know that we are very, very happy and fortunate for the recovery to this point of Mr. Abercrombie. So he gets the attaboy for today from me.
I'll give one real quick to Chandler Parsons of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh,
it has nothing to do with on the basketball court. And if you say, "Oh my gosh," for this deed, then you need to reevaluate yourself, Jason.
Let's hear it.
The Grizzlies home opener is on Friday night, and Chandler Parsons bought 1,000 tickets, and he will be handing them out to fans after practice on Thursday in the grand lobby of the FedEx Forum. So I thought that was a cool deal.
That is a good one.
He did not have to go out and buy 1,000 tickets to give out to fans.
That's a good one. Unlike this emoji you sent us to let us know who the next phone call is.
Do you know who I'm referring to? We're about to go on a plane ride.
Yes, Turkey Man.
With Steve from East Tennessee.
Turkey Man, good morning.
Good morning, individual.
Good morning, individual.
Hey, I'll need some help this morning. I'm not the Neyland Mafia, but I was thinking about, you know, we got a lot of people that come to the great state of Tennessee this time of year to go to the mountains and look at all the trees turning colors and everything we have to offer in this park. And you always got somebody that's been there one time or another that will be the tour guide. of everything that's going on. But, you know, the thing about it, I've heard Coach former AD, he said, I know where the bones are buried. Well, see, Lyle knows where the bricks are buried. And so when he comes back in, he's going to go in different places, and I don't know who he'd have with him, but I'm sure he's got some patsy to preach stuff to. He's going to go by, and, you know, where his pitcher used to be on the Jumbotron, and he's going to tell him about how long it took to get his pitcher off. He's going to go where Seth Stokes, he educated him, where he did a half a 1% better. He's going to go see. Landed again.
You are clear for landing.
Well, and then he's going to go to the mountains and show where Nike went up there and got that pitcher for the helmets. You just think about all the stuff that idiot did. I mean, this is where I hid the national championship trophy. I mean, it goes on and on.
It was remarkable.
It is a plane ride. It is a plane ride.
It was a bumpy one, that's for sure, Turkey Man.
I mean, absolutely. You know, the stupid stuff he did, he's going to educate us. He's going to get the fans together and show him how his offense run. That, I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. And but you think about that. Just, I mean, in depth. See you guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Turkey Man. Appreciate that.
Landed it right on time.
Huh. Turkey Man.
What is that?
865-255-03 B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Hour 2 coming up.